We turn now to Iraq, where insurgents continue to take their fight against the United States military and its Iraqi allies to the streets. An ambush earlier today on a military convoy near Fallujah is being called the single deadliest strike on U.S. forces in Iraq since May. Joining us now on the line from Baghdad is Rajiv Chandrasekaran, the Baghdad bureau chief for The Washington Post. Good to have you back on the program.
Good afternoon, Neil. Pleasure to talk to you.
Seven American Marines, three Iraqi soldiers were killed in that explosion. Do we know more about what happened there today?
Well, details are still sketchy. This was an incident that was right on the outskirts of Fallujah, a very volatile place. It's a no-go zone in that city for U.S. troops, and it's certainly very difficult for Western journalists to get there. But what we do know, Neil, is that this was a particularly devastating attack. A suicide car bomber appears to have driven up alongside a U.S. military convoy, detonating a very large amount of explosives, enough to literally destroy two Humvees and damage other vehicles, killing these 10 individuals, seven Marines, three Iraqi National Guardsmen, injuring an untold number of other U.S. and Iraqi military personnel, and just illustrating the volatility in the Fallujah area and all across the western deserts of Iraq. This is an area where insurgent attacks have been on the rise, and U.S. forces are really sort of trying to get a handle on this and trying to sort of strike a balance between keeping their distance from populated areas in an effort to not sort of rile up these insurgents, but when they're out and about in the desert or in the outskirts of cities like they were today, they still remain very vulnerable to these attacks, Neil.
Yet there are also situations where U.S. troops have responded to the situations in a, well, I guess Fallujah could be safely called a no-go zone now, but with airstrikes on what are believed to be insurgent safe houses.
That's correct. I mean, they believe that one of the most wanted men in Iraq, Abu Musab Zarqawi, a Jordanian-born militant who runs a group that some say is affiliated with al-Qaeda, but what is clearly known is that this group is believed to be responsible for a string of car bombings, kidnappings, and other attacks, that he and perhaps many of his loyalists are holed up in Fallujah. And so the U.S. military does some of what it does best with the sending spy planes overhead and looking for activity. And when they see clusters of these militants gathering, they have in recent days engaged in a series of what they call precision airstrikes. Now, people in Fallujah say that these airstrikes have claimed lives of innocent civilians and contributed to worsening the situation in town. But it's sort of the only option the Americans have left, given that they have made this agreement with community leaders that they would pull out of town and hand over control to a brigade of former Army officers. That experiment doesn't seem to be going very well at all. It seems that the militants really run the city, but at this point, that standoff continues.
We just have a minute left, but there are new demands for the release of two French hostages, both reporters, $5 million, and a couple of political demands.
That's right. This group that's calling itself the Islamic Army in Iraq wants France to promise that it would not attack Osama bin Laden and promise not to engage in any commercial or military dealings with Iraq. It's not at all clear whether this group, which is also calling for a $5 million ransom, is the group that has these two men. It's sort of unusual that they'd be making a public call for ransom. And so as the French envoys here try to work their way through this, one of the key issues is this really a legitimate demand, and are these people who have them? But clearly sort of illustrating the stakes here and just a further sort of escalation of this crisis involving the two French journalists.
And also imposed a 48-hour deadline, again, if this is the group that is holding the French reporters. Rajiv, thanks you very much, as always.
Good to talk to you, Neil.
Rajiv Chandrasekaran is the Baghdad bureau chief of the Washington Post, and he was with us by phone from his office in Baghdad. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.